Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPads, and take a break, because this episode we're learning about family healthy habits. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. We have a fun giveaway.
Yeah, right? I think we've talked about it the last couple of episodes, but yeah. If you're just tuning into this episode, so we are actually giving away a Polly's Island hammock. Made here locally, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
All you have to do in order to get entered is give us a 5-star rating on any of our platforms or leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts and send us a little screenshot that you're doing it. And you can either send it through email or social media. Just let us know that you've done it and you'll be entered into the hammock giveaway. And we'll be giving away that on April 7th. So we'll announce the winner on social media. Rules and regulations and all that kind of stuff are also on our social side. So go ahead and feel free to follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Myrtle Moms with Margs. Again, that's at Myrtle Moms with Margs, and we'll be all set.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Yes.
Give us those ratings.
Please do. Well, do we want to just go ahead and jump into our guest? Today's guest is Hatton Gravely from Charleston, West Virginia. She's the director of mission advancement for the YMCA of Coastal Carolina, which has 3 locations here in our community. The Y's 3 areas of focus are youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. As a director of the mission advancement for the Y, Hatton is responsible for advancing the mission of the Y's through fundraising and marketing. She's been married to her husband, Will, for nearly 18 years, and they actually met as teenagers and kept in touch. And she has a 13-year-old son and a daughter who is 8, and both just recently celebrated birthdays. Hatton, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to talk about why you're here, because this is a really important topic for Healthy Kids Day with the Y.
Hatton, before we get started, you have such a unique name. Can you tell us like where the background of your name comes from?
Yes. So it's a family name. My grandmother was Mary Ann Hatton.
Okay.
And I actually am Ann Hatton.
Ah.
And so if you meet me for the first time, chances are you'll hear me say, my name is Hatton. Like my full name is Ann Hatton, like Manhattan.
Oh, that's funny.
But I just go by Hatton.
I didn't even know that. And I've known Hatton for a long time.
I probably told you that like 15 years ago.
Yeah, right?
So
prior to kids and everything else.
Yeah, when we were young and fresh.
Right? Well, yeah. So Hatton, you are here. And this is actually a national Healthy Kids Day through the YMCA. Can you tell us a little bit about why this, you know, takes place and what all to expect during that day?
Yeah. So nationwide, I think there are maybe like 1,000 YMCAs across the country participating in this. Healthy Kids Day is on April 29th, and every Y can do something different, but obviously under the theme of healthy kids and promoting healthy habits in kids. And it's really all about inspiring healthy habits in kids and families. And so what we are doing is, I'm very excited about it. We are hosting some family fitness classes.
Ooh, okay.
So
Love it.
In Myrtle Beach, we will be doing a Zumba class.
Okay.
So not just for the kids.
Okay.
And then there is, it's called Ripsticks. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like you take drumsticks and you dance around and you like drum on the ground and drum in the air.
Huh.
And it's like a workout, but it's fun. And so we'll be rotating those classes. We'll have the typical like inflatables and things like that. We've got a lot of community partners coming out. And so everyone is just invited. All of our community partners are invited to come out and do a giveaway or an activity or arts and crafts or something. So all just to promote healthy habits in kids and learn about all the programs that the Y offers for families. And also, obviously, to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, are the Y's across the country doing a special event for this day?
Some of them just do promotions.
Uh-huh.
Some of them do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be part festival, part family classes in the building. Obviously, telling families all the things that they can sign up for, providing information to them, because summer camp is right around the corner.
That's the truth.
Yes.
So you'll be able to sign your children up for summer camp or, you know, sign them up for soccer or flag football, which we have in the spring and the summer and those types of things as well.
So definitely wear your athletic wear then if you're attending this.
Yes. You know what? That's a good point. I need to put that in you know, in all of the marketing. Wear your athleisure and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
If someone's listening and they're not in this area, where can they go to find out what their Y might be doing?
So our website is coastalcarolinaymca.org, but just visit your local Y and
get on the Google machine.
Yeah.
Just give it a Google.
And, see what they're planning. I can't wait to see after because, you know, we have a huge network to see what everybody else is doing, to see what other creative things that places are doing. But
now, is this the first time an event is taking place for this day?
At RY, yes. Okay. At Otherwise, no. This has been going on for many, many years.
I said it was like 30 years or something that this has been taking place?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I didn't know too much about this. Mm-hmm. And reading some of the information, it's great to be able to get, you know, the families involved and learn about healthy styles of whatever it may be within your lifestyle.
Yeah. When I started reading about it, I thought, RY needs to do this. It's so cool and obviously such a good fit for the community. And so it'll be fun. Yeah. We might have tourists in town, but I think it'll be a lot of local families.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. Why is it important for the YMCA in general to why is this an initiative that they care about?
Well, I mean, it really fits in with our mission.
Yep.
The Y is for all, and we are for all families in the community, and we have so many youth development programs. And one of the reasons why I wanted to work for the Y and why I love the Y so much is the part of our mission for all means that we provide financial assistance for families that can't afford it. So finances aren't a barrier for families to be a member, first of all. They can use our facilities, which are state-of-the-art, wonderful facility for all the classes are included, fitness center, the pool. You can take swim lessons. You can participate in youth sports. After school is huge, obviously. Yeah. And summer camp is also huge. So we provide financial assistance for families who need it. And, I love that it's not just a program for the underserved in our community. Mm-hmm. It's for everyone. Mm-hmm. So all kids get the same opportunity to participate.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, when you think healthy living, what does that truly mean to you?
It's so fun to feed children, right?
Right? Cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese, ranch with everything.
That's right. Like, kids are they're adventurous eaters, all of them.
Such a joy.
And they love their veggies. So, for us, for me, healthy living, just trying to give my kids a balanced diet, but also trying to find something that they will agree to eat is a challenge. But so in partnership with this event, the Y has developed some fun things that families can do at home. So I thought I would share a few.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm going to take notes.
I know. So I was reading them and I was like, this might get my kids to eat healthier. But one of them is so easy. And actually this is something that I think I would do too, is to just put a snack list on the fridge or like in the pantry. Cause I know with I'm hungry. What do you want? I don't know. So just if you have it written, like here are the things that you're allowed to eat.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Mm-hmm.
So put it somewhere where you can just hand it to them. And then I don't know if this would go over well. You tell me what you think, but play Try It Tuesday, where they have to try something new. So every week, introduce
that's something
new.
We should probably do because I'm a picky eater too, but
like anything that's game related, turn it into a game and
the competition starts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny. Of course, getting kids to help in the kitchen. That's always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun, not efficient, but you know.
The mess is never fun to clean up. But
the memories stay for a long time.
They do.
Oh, yeah. My kids are a little bit older now, so it's not quite as messy, but still, And then, of course, telling them about foods and what foods are healthy and, you know, talk about the superpowers of each food group.
Oh, yeah. It's a good idea.
And then give everyone their own day of the week. I know I love to basically like help my kids meal plan.
Yeah.
what do you want for dinner this week?
That actually is a great idea. That is a great idea. I love that.
Because then they sort of have ownership over it. And then maybe they'll be more likely to eat it. I don't know.
But, and that would kind of plan your week out. I was going to say, make it a little bit easier, especially with those that are in extracurricular activities after school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then create a bowl of conversation starters. We actually have that. You've seen them. It's like a cube. They always have fun questions and things. So that makes dinner fun. Mm-hmm. But I liked those ideas, especially the posting the snack. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to play this game here.
Right.
Here's what you can eat.
My kids are always trying to get the candy, you know, and I even put it up on the highest shelf. But now they've gotten so smart, they'll get the stool out. try to, of course, grab. But yeah, having that list and what you're allowed to eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I almost see it too being like a dry erase board situation. So that when you're out of it, it's not an answer. You can just.
that's a good idea. We're always rotating things.
Yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, healthy living is also, of course, being active and, you know, exercising and things. Are there recommendations as to, maybe not sports, but taking a walk or something like that? Are you guys doing?
I read an article recently that I found interesting. This is not so much for kids, but just anyone. And you're supposed to exercise 150 minutes a week, but it doesn't need to be like an hour at a time. You can walk for 10 minutes three times a day, and it's just as effective as walking for 30 minutes at a time. So I think when you think about working out or being physically active, it's all about like that, you know, hardcore workout.
Sweating.
Right. And like, which as moms, it's hard to fit that in.
That's the truth.
I mean, my running joke is I go to the Y every single day.
Hey!
But I'm not working out there. I mean, I try to fit it in, but it's hard, you know. And with kids too. Like I think with my kids, we have a basketball hoop, which they love, and so they're always out there and doing things. And then my son is in sports, and my daughter isn't on a team, but we get her playing. And yeah, so I think keeping kids outside off screens is really important.
Yeah,
nearly impossible now, but
that's the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, as all moms sitting here, I mean, I'm sure you guys feel the same way. Like, if you take that half an hour to go work out, you feel the guilt, and it sucks. Like,
it does.
Why do we feel guilty about working out? It's better for us when we're healthy and good. Our kids are better and healthy and good.
Yeah.
And they see us doing it, and that's encouraging. And I always, you know, get done, and I'm like, I feel so much better, but getting started, I'm like, oh, am I going to miss this time with them? Or am I taking a half an hour to do something that I should be doing, unloading the dishwasher? The dishwasher can wait, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
It is hard to just make time. I mean, especially, I know, Hatton, you can relate to this, but with homework, you know, and then sports. And then, you know, so you're like, okay, I know I need to help you with your homework. I know we need to get to baseball practice or basketball, whatever it may be. So where do you even get that 30 minutes or an hour to actually find time for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it is challenging. And I mean, unless you get up at 4 a.m, how can you get everything in? You're a chef, you're a chauffeur, you're working, you're doing, even when you've got a partner that shares everything, it is hard. Yeah. And it is hard to make it a priority. But you know, Jen, you've got small kids. Wives have child watch. So
that's a good tip to know. And I was literally just thinking here to myself, like, man, if you were a member at the Y then and you went and like the whole family got to participate, then you wouldn't feel as much guilt.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the answer to my guilt question.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like too, when you take care of yourself, you're a better mom and like so you need a break.
Yeah.
And I know as much as I hate, like, I have to force myself, I'm not one of those people that's like, working out is my favorite thing to do.
Nope. Yeah, no.
It is not.
Putting on the athletic wear is like, okay, I did it.
I know. That's how I'm like, okay, just put on the tennis shoes.
Yes.
And then you're like one step closer to making it easier to get on the treadmill. But I do feel so much better afterwards. Uh-huh. And I feel like I'm a better mom if I'm physically active and, you know,
taking time for myself. I get to that point during the week where if I haven't worked out for a while, I just, my body is telling me like, you need to go get physical activity happening and you're going to feel so much better and your stress level is going to go down. It's all going to happen for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes sweating actually does. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just like a walk. Yeah. Just clear your head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to a healthy lifestyle, are there tips on taking that first step of putting a plan together to make sure you're incorporating healthy things into your life?
Yeah. So actually, I'm glad you asked this question. So in January, RY launched a healthy habits challenge, mm-hmm. and it's 90 days, which is the time it takes to form a healthy habit or mm-hmm. any habit. And we purposely designed it to be very, very simple. Anybody can do these things. And so, you know, you get points and we've made it fun and we have weekly giveaways. But basically, it's you get a point for moving for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. eating healthy, however you want to eat healthy is, you know, you mm-hmm. get a point for that. Sleeping for 8 hours and drinking water. Also, we put in take a mindful moment because that actually
helps.
There's a lot of research and about meditation and being mindful and being intentional and how it makes you healthier because you've cleared your mind and you're not so cluttered up and thinking and feeling anxious. And so those are the easy things to do and the doable things to do. And I think creating a plan and doing things that you can check off, I think build that confidence. Mm-hmm. And even if it's something small, you know, so many people jump into a resolution or a diet and they're like, I'm going to eliminate everything I love.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to eliminate all sweets, all, you know, carbs,
right. All alcohol, whatever it may be. Yeah.
And I'm going to go and I'm going to lift 100 pounds.
Yeah, work out. Run a marathon next week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go and I'm gonna work out 2 hours a day. Yeah. And it's like it's not sustainable, and you just really have to do baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and do things that you like to do, and find things that are fun. And I think those very simple things help build a healthier lifestyle when you're not looking to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's a great tip. When you're not looking to avoid it, mm-hmm. When it becomes a detriment, that's exactly. when you fall off.
And yeah.
I feel like people, when they fall off, they have a tendency to fall completely over the edge and go right. the opposite direction.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've set your goal of working out from 4 a.m. to 5:30, like you might do that 2 days in a row, but you're going to feel like a failure on the third day when you decided to sleep in, you know. But I also think like listening to a podcast and walking and things like that, I think really make it more fun, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're in the middle of a good book, rather than sitting there, go walk on the treadmill and read it. Or if you've got a favorite TV show, I've done this before. Like if I've gotten really into a series, I'll only let myself watch the next episode if I'm on the treadmill.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, or if like even listening to a podcast while you're riding a bike or things like that. So I think making it fun in the way that, you know, doing two things at once, right? Mm-hmm. Like you wanted to listen to the podcast, do it while you're doing something healthy.
Yeah. And then you pick out an episode that's like a good length of time. You listen to the whole thing and you're done.
That's your goal.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our health and wellness director, Trish at the Y, she also has a fun trick that she does. I have not incorporated this into my lifestyle, but it would be fun with kids too. When commercials come on, go and do squats. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like watching something, like get up and move during the commercial breaks or every so often and kind of make it physical rather than just sitting there. A little dance party in the middle of it.
I like it. Well, since you've been working at the Y for about 6 months now, have you brought any of those healthy practices that you've been learning from your coworkers and, you know, members within the Y? Have you brought any of that, you know, to your household?
I have tried my best. I have felt very obligated to participate in the Healthy Habits Challenge since I was in charge of marketing it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely having a plan and having a written plan, whether you're using an app or writing it down on paper, I think, helps you make healthier choices. And so absolutely, of course, being around people that are working out all the time and taking classes and talk, you know, writing blog posts and social media posts about being healthy, it's sinking in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's baby steps. I mean, especially if you're not used to doing that kind of, of a lifestyle. I mean, just taking our dogs for a walk, that's like a huge accomplishment within our household.
I know.
Okay, so I have a quiz, and I don't know if Jen has even read any of the answers yet.
I haven't, so I'm going to close my
paper. Okay, cool. So I'm going to be asking the questions, and then let's see who can actually get these answers correctly.
Okay.
All right, so first question. How many ounces of water should a person intake daily?
64.
Oh, you were good.
Wow.
That was one of my healthy habits.
See, doing that marketing. It's helped.
I will send you. I will send you the tracker. Like, we have a whole tracker, like where you put a plan together and you get your points. Yeah.
Well, I've always heard too that it's usually half of your weight.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different
ways to look at it. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I do for that is I always, which I don't have it here today, but you have one, just a glass or a water bottle with me at all times. Mm-hmm. And I drink so much more water. Mm-hmm. But 64, that's kind of a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom all the time if that's the case.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. How many fruits and vegetables should be eaten daily?
5 servings.
Five portions of a variety of fruit and vegetables should be eaten daily.
Okay.
What do they say? A portion is like the size of the palm of your hand. Okay.
What is the average exercise that's recommended each day?
30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah.
Correct. And then this one was just something because when you think of healthy lifestyle, this is what I thought of. How often should a person bathe?
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, that is a part of your healthy, physical and, mentally and helping with that. Do you guys know?
Does dry shampoo count as bathing?
Bathing and washing your hair is two different things, right?
You know, scrubbing the body. It doesn't matter the hair.
I would think every day?
Yeah. Daily or every other day?
Well, so doctors actually recommend showering daily, but many people actually only bathe 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
I guess baby wipes are used maybe. I don't know. I find that kind of odd. Me, I'm like one of those that takes a shower in the morning and takes a shower at night. Probably I'm a little too clean sometimes, but I can't stand to be sticky.
Yeah. Showering's just part of my daily morning routine.
Yeah, it wakes me up.
Whether I'm washing my hair or not.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Well, I didn't expect you guys to get these questions so quick. So. I'm like, I'm doing great. Yeah, they won't get this. Already then.
Do you want me to get one wrong?
No, you're good. Does anybody have any, questions or comments maybe?
Any last thing you want to share about?
Well, one thing before we do close, we did learn a little bit about Hatton before we started. About a special day, your wedding day.
Oh, yeah.
There was something that took place 18 years ago.
Yeah, I can't believe. First of all, when I say that I've been married 18 years, I'm like, that was just yesterday.
You're legal.
Right? Like, how are we this old? But I am originally from West Virginia, and we got married in Charleston, West Virginia. My husband is one of the few true Myrtle Beach locals. He is born and raised here.
My husband is too. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
You don't see him very often at all.
No. We got married in Charleston, West Virginia, and pretty much all of Myrtle Beach came to our wedding. And my dad was on city council at the time and got the mayor to do a proclamation that our wedding day was Myrtle Beach Day because so many Myrtle Beach people were in West Virginia. And usually all of West Virginia is down in Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
So the photo of us with the proclamation I sent Shannon earlier made me laugh.
So we should expect a rise in West Virginia listeners for this episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're famous.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. I am totally famous.
Infamous.
So we always say, Happy Myrtle Beach Day on our wedding day.
That's so cute.
I love that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to leave our listeners with?
Just check out Healthy Kids Day April 29th. And and it'll be a great fun day for families.
Well, thank you, Hatton, so much for being on today, and really appreciate all that you're doing for our community as well as what the Y is doing across the country.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions or suggestions or feedback, please email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. Again, Instagram, Facebook at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. All right, ladies. Cheers.
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 Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self, because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.